cold, wet start to spring could change weed management strategies. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. Mark Laux, Extension Weed Specialist at Ohio State University, says for some farmers, the weed control strategy is to get out early and apply residual herbicides when weeds are small. For those who made a fall application, the strategy may be to wait a little longer. But in the end, well, Mother Nature is still in control.
You know, one of the dangers when we have a wet spring is, especially for the guys that have not done fall, but even if they have, you know, a lot of that fall doesn't have residual with it, and so at some point that'll start to break. And so when we get into a delayed planting situation, kind of wet weather, things start to get big and out of control. So, you know, and sometimes it's possible to get, you know, you can dry up enough, just enough to get herbicides on. You know, and other times we start to run into problems and then they go on later. And the result of that is we're spraying big weeds. And sometimes we get into a situation where there's no ability to wait before planting because we eventually are so late, people are just trying to jam everything in and spray their burn down at the same time. And you tend to have a much more aggressive burn down program. But, you know, we encourage people, even if it looks like we're kind of wet and they won't be able to plant, if they don't put their burn down on with a residual by a certain point, you know, they're going to have a big mess in mid to late May if it goes that long. That's really hard to clean up. We got into that situation. I think it was 2012 we were wet, and a lot of stuff didn't go in late, and you end up with some kind of nasty burn down situations if you just don't do anything.
Mark, is this a cooler spring so far slowing the weeds down?
I mean, sure, it has compared to some years, definitely. But you know, it doesn't take a lot of warmth for them to take off. So you know that I don't really pay too much attention to that. You want them far enough along that you can have activity on them. And so if you're out just way too early, you know, obviously you may miss some of them. But you know, the way that I think large grain farmers are farming right now is they basically have to get stuff on. They have a lot of acres to cover, and so you can say, well, there's not as many weeds and weight, or they're slower weight or whatever. But the truth is, I think if we get ground conditions that are suitable for traffic, then, you know, they're going to have to start working.
Mark Laux, Extension Weed Specialist at Ohio State University. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.